In today's gospel reading, we hear Jesus describe himself as the good shepherd. What does he mean with this metaphor? In the agrarian society in which Jesus lived, everyone would have been very familiar with the important role of the shepherd in keeping a flock of sheep safe from the natural dangers that surrounded them. Jesus explains that to be a good shepherd, one must be loyal to his sheep. He will not leave his sheep in times of trouble or danger. A good shepherd knows his sheep, and they know the sound of his voice. In this teaching, Jesus shares with us the idea that love is about sacrifice. In the 1997 movie, As Good As It Gets, Jack Nicholson plays the role of an older man who falls in love with a younger woman, played by Helen Hunt. Nicholson's character is badly afflicted with obsessive-compulsive disorder, which causes him to avoid public places for fear of contamination. However, moved by his growing love for Helen Hunt, Nicholson arranges to meet her for dinner at a restaurant, one of the last places he would want to be. In a memorable moment, Hunt asks him how he was able to overcome his fears to meet her for dinner in a restaurant. And Nicholson famously responds, "You make me want to be a better man." And isn't that how it's supposed to be? That riding on a wave of passion and excitement, we are able to, in the name of love, conquer our greatest fears and heal our deepest wounds. But that is not the love that Jesus is teaching us about tonight. The love Jesus is referring to is not an adrenaline-filled love. Rather, it is a love that is based on sacrifice for one another. A shepherd creates a bond with his sheep by guiding and protecting them, finding them when they are lost, talking with them, and, as Pope Francis has said, smelling like them. This is the sacrificial love that Jesus has for each and every one of us. And when Jesus blesses us with this type of love, he expects that we will then share the same love with each other. Maybe it is hard for us to grasp this teaching of the Good Shepherd, as most of us have never been a shepherd, and may not even have ever known a shepherd. Maybe a more familiar example would come from the experiences of parenthood. The hundreds of sleep-disturbed nights because your baby was crying, your child was sick, vomiting with a fever, or your teen was out past curfew with the car. Or maybe a good example would be from your experiences as a spouse. The hundreds of arguments you didn't have because you chose patience and restraint over being right. Or the nights you gave up something you wanted to do so you could be with your spouse instead. Or maybe the example of caring for your aging parent, helping them to eat, use the bathroom, and bathe, because those things they once did for you, they can no longer do for themselves. These are the experiences of sacrificial love that many of us are very familiar with. Jesus' entire life and ministry was about this kind of sacrificial love. He gave up his status as the only begotten Son of God to come and live among us. Jesus suffered from all the same ailments and maladies that we all suffer, except, of course, for sin. He also submitted himself to suffer torture and a painful death on a cross, all so he could bring salvation to the human race. Most of us will not suffer the kind of death that Jesus experienced. In moments of passion or excitement, we might utter the words to another, "I would die for you." And maybe we would. But fortunately, few of us will be called to make that kind of sacrifice. Instead, we will be asked to die 1,000 small deaths, sacrificing ourselves for the needs of others, our children, our spouses, our family members. And that is the type of love that Jesus teaches us in this discourse on the Good Shepherd. That the greatest love is not found in the sweeping excitement of new love interests. Instead, it is found in the sacrifices we make for our family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, widows, orphans, and strangers. That is the love that sustains us and lasts for eternity. That is the love that saves.